being is complete. That the halacha of reading of a mother shnei sudos and mutra is halacha that the beer is complete. Erev Shabbos. But he holds that you can't say that. Why can't you say that? Because there, he could not.
That's why
beer has to be complete. There's no such thing as incomplete beer. Now, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with the tshuva? You leave of mother shnei sudos. What do you mean, mother shnei sudos? You leave of mother shnei sudos means when is the beer? When is the beer?
Why do you have to leave over mother?
Erev Shabbos, if you're going to mechayev me to leave over mother shnei sudos and to get rid of all the other tshuva, so what are you saying then? That the beer is wrong? Beers on Friday. But if you can't beers on Friday, you have to have mother shnei sudos. That's against the Chachamim. He holds out the Chachamim that it's impossible. He holds out the Chachamim it's impossible to have beer with leaving of a mother shnei sudos.
According to
the Chachamim,
what's left over
the Chachamim? According to the Chachamim?
Yeah.
Everything.
According to the Chachamim, why does Truman have left over all these foods?
Not leftover.
So
what is the machlokes? Why does the Bais Chaim say that by Truma? Why is it different from why does he say by Truma after this? What's the answer? Rashi is like this. He's afraid that he's going to get stuck. With Truma, he's afraid. If you say on Chulim that the halacha is that beer will take place when? On Shabbos. So what for the person who's living in a place where he can't get rid of it? Can't. Thomas is also he can't get rid of it. So what's he going to do? So Chulim has no problem. Invite people over to leave it. But in Shumot, he won't be able to do that. So therefore, what will happen? So there's a chance that he's going to get stuck with the other by other mother. So therefore, he holds that while he holds, he has to go to the floor. But he doesn't hold, and simultaneously he holds that there's no din of mother shnei sudos. So what does he hold? So what does he hold? He holds that the... So what do you see from this? You see that beer can be divided. It's not an incomplete beer. Why is it an incomplete beer? Because the shefter, each shefter has its own zman beer. This is man beer for Truman, this is man beer for Chulin. Each one is a separate Chalei Shem. So therefore he says as follows. Insofar as Truman is concerned, when is this man beer for Truman? When is this man beer for Truman? The Chafti demands that it did that it should be Mavur on Shabbos. When is this man beer for Chulin? On Shabbos. But he doesn't hold that it's possible to say like Reb Meir. What was Reb Meir's chat? What would the beer be complete? In one category, you can't tell me. You tell me like this. This man beer is really rain air shadows. But space citizens, what do you think is space citizens? It's the same thing as just space in the viral Muhammad. If it's in the same category, you can't be Mechalei because you're telling me get rid of the air shadows, right? What about this comes over here? Is there any difference in this comes and that comes? Same thing. So you're going to have to say because it's considered Mavur, because I'm the Lachilah, as the Ram says. If that's the case, Is this the other way? If you don't hold that way, it's impossible. So Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzedek introduced a new possibility. What's the new possibility? That each chefta has its own zman beer. He holds like the Chachamim that it's impossible to leave over Mother Shtei Sudei and in the kind beer simultaneously because beer means totally. But totally within what? Within one category. Each category has its own frame of reference. You know, the Chachamim holds you can't split it. Why? Because they hold you can't split it for one reason. Why the Chacham hold you can't split it? Somebody asked the question. Joe, why do you say you can't split up into two entities of Kachin? You can't split up into an entity of Kachin and an entity of Kol. Because they hold, insofar as Chacham is concerned, it's one Allah. Alright? Look, this far is Ibn Machlok. It's a hard mission. This far is Ibn Machlok. I'm not saying it came any further, but this much we have. Three. So you have three categories. You have what you have.
Three categories. So once again, according to the way the Balamor is, two ways from this. According to the Balamor, there's no question about it that it shouldn't be in this. It shouldn't be in this. According to Rashi, I said Rashi takes the opposite of it, that it definitely should be in this. The only thing is, if it should be in this, so what's the question? It should be in this. If it can't be in this.
can it be an answer? That's the problem. According to Reb Meir, it definitely can be an answer. Why? Because our definition of beer is no specific tzura of removing it, but beer means to ensure that everything is going to be destroyed before it's manisura. So if it's only lachila, meniachad makam mutzna, that's beer. The beer is when? The beer is Erev Shabbos. Putting it in makam mutzna, that's beer already. Only lachila. According to the Chachamim, that's impossible. The Chachamim hold beer is haitzom or shisar. Specific tzura to beer. If you put it in, you're going to get rid of it, it doesn't matter. Only lachila is not beer. I made lachila kon chacham is not the in front of Asia. What is lachila? Said it all. Feels very simple. Yo what the chacham? I made lachila is not beer. But he says that each chefza can have its own zman beer. A chefza shall kachim. For kachim, when is this man beer? Nikra. For chulin, this man beer is on Shabbos itself. So according to him, there's two zman beer.
So what do you say,
according
to him, that is good as a beer?
Why is there a chiyuv shtei sedus? Why? Not shalosh sedus. Shtei sedus.
Yeah.
Shtei sedus. You don't say shtei sedus because you're mitzvah shabbos.
Oh, well, why
do
they have to
be doing all this chametz shtei sedus?
No, but that's not.
Why?
Can you make
it? Because it's chametz too. What's the difference?
No, it's not. All right. Is there a chiyuv for a guy that people don't want to eat chametz?
You mean because you could do it?
Could you have to get one without
chametz? All right, so that's the next one. Question is, I like that. You can't leave over matzah, you can't eat, right? So therefore, you tell me that there's two different types of chametz. So you're saying that Hacham or Machayev, you can leave over something which is not chametz, right? But isn't matzah, and you can be Machayev in the mitzvah of Shabbos. That's simply nobody ever held that way, for a very simple reason. Why? Because then there's no takana like that, because then you're being mivak the whole line of Shabbos. I mean, if I enjoy your kalas, you tell me you take. I mean, take is not.
No.
If you enjoy the
cake,
so you could have. Sir, what about this? On Shabbos. What about the Seder Shabbos? What do you eat in Seder Shabbos? You have a choice. You can eat maybe pomade, or you can eat egg matzah if you want it. What about flushing down the toilet? That's machlokes. The machlokes in the Balamor, this machlokes in the Mishnah, how you learn the Mishnah, results in another machlokes. If you learn the Mishnah like Rashi, so then matzah is also when? What is matzah also according to Rashi? Before Chatzos. Before Chatzos, it's Rashi. Kolayim Rashi, because Rashi also didn't mean Yechbal Mishnah Yisudas. That's why there's two ways to learn the Mishnah. The whole machlokes in how you learn the Mishnah, whether you learn the Mishnah like the Balamor, like the other Rishonim, revolves around the din of matzah. Right? Okay. So what's the machlokes? Take a look at the Balamor. Balamor holds Vafa got the guy sitting with Shamir Hamas Beva Pesach Kibala says Beis Chamor. Yes. Daf Pesach on the base. Va'apal gav the guy sitting with Shamir Hamas Beva Pesach Kibala says Beis Chamor. Hanani Mishesh Yisrael Avalache shows mukha. The dekanami gumadama la rusa. What does the Balamor mean when he says the dekanami gumadama la rusa? This is my favorite, the Balamor in between the Ramban. The Ramban says the last line of the Ramban. You don't really have to read much of it. He says that Tamla Zed, Shakirin, Shabir, Chomet, Belayah, Maslin, Masaka, Rusa, the Vekhama. According to the Ramban, when does it become Karusa? When does it become Karusa? The whole day it's awesome. What makes it before Katos Ramban all? Ramban is all day. From the moment you have fear, it becomes Kedusha. According to the Balamor, no, it's only after Chatzos. So what are the two times? Let me say check with you. According to Balamor, what makes it, when does it become Kedusha? The Isser, Achilas Chomet, Lach Chatzos. Right? The Isra Chidushan Zachas. According to Rambam, what makes Torah Isra?
The beer.
The king beer. Right. What's the machlokes? Let's take a look at the lesson of Balmar. Balmar says, Dekanami de Medami Le La Risa. Dekanami de Medami Le La Risa. That's his right. What's the right in Medami Le La Risa? What's the right in Medami Le La Risa? Point to Balmar. You have to take an animal out of this. So you say, the Dekanami de Medami Le La Risa. What's the right? What's the right in Medami Le La Risa? Even though the Kaddish are, the Kaddish are usually this tradition is assumed. Kaddishim is an Isra, is an Isra. There's no Heter until when. What does the Baal HaMor mean that they can not make in the Baal HaMor? See? There's two possibilities in the Isra Achilas Matzah, Chayit and Pesach. One possibility in the Isra Achilas Matzah, Chayit and Pesach. One possibility is simply this. It's Halacha that the Maisa Achilas Matzah. It's Halacha that the Maisa Achilas Matzah. It's not a halacha that the chetzer was nasa. Halacha is the maisa achilas asa. What does it mean? In either, since the chacham say that a person should eat matzah l'tei avoyin when he takes off at night, so the halacha is that the gavra should not be seveya. He should not be seyed with matzah erev Pesach.
Does it not be the whole day?
So if you put it in those terms, it's possible to say the whole day. No, it's all day. Because if takana was something, you shouldn't be saved there out of Pesach. That's takana. So the issue is not that the chetzer shall matzah is nasa. It's not what is matzah. Why? The mice are chilas matzah also. You shouldn't be saved there from with matzah, out of Pesach. Because if you're full of it, if you lost your taste for matzah already, so it would not be teyavain Pesach at night. That's one check. But there's another possibility. There's a possibility that the chetzer shall matzah was nasa. Not that the halacha was, it shouldn't be. It's an Isra Achila. According to the Balamor, the Isra Achila is matzah. The Rabbanan wasn't just formulating, it shouldn't be said there. It shouldn't have three as matzah now. No. Now, what was that when the Isra Chomet, the moment the Isra Chomet arrived? Not a lot of the mighty being of us. You have the mother, he has not the mighty being of us. She is the Chalashem of Isra on her. The same thing over here, insofar as Achilas Matzah is concerned, there's a Chalashem Isra on the Chetzer, not just a Loch, it shouldn't be Sevea. For instance, the Loch is a king before Kiddush, wasn't he? The Isra that anything equal to Kiddush and Isra Chetzer, that's why you're not worried, the Maisa Achilas Matzah. Same thing over here. You could have interpreted that the Isra was the Maisa Achilas Matzah's Isra. If it was an Isra Maisa Achilas Matzah, it would be Kalayayim. But the Balamar says, no, it's not an Isra Maisa Achilas Matzah. What is the Isra? But this wife is also, why? Because the Isra Arus is that she is Nasa. The same thing over here, it's not the Maisa Achilas Matzah that's also. Not the Maisa Achilas Matzah is also. But the Matzah was Nasa. What Asa the Matzah? What Asa the Matzah? There's only one Isra called the Rabban came to the Isra. The Rabban extended the Isra Chometz. Because how do you create an Isra? You can only create an Isra if you hinge it on the Isra. Yeah. So it's not a separate Isra. The Isra Achilas Matzah arrives when? After Chatzos. Why after Chatzos? Because the Isra Achilas Chometz is an Isra and Chometz and Matzah. You see, the Isra Achilas Chometz... What? That's what it is. They extended the Isra, the Rabbanim, it's not just Isra Achilas Chometz, it's Isra Achilas, all the Heim Minim also. Anything which is saying, Lacham. Okay. Now let's take a look at the, what was that? Shekin and Shebir Chomet, Belala, Nasis, Le Matzah, Tarus, Le Samal. But since Bir Chomet is Belala, so it became Nasis, Le Matzah, Tarus, Le Samal. He says, he's not bothered about them all. The fact is, Madame Lorusi says, Madame Lorusi could be interpreted even before. Even before. Why even before? Because of beer. What does it mean because of beer? What does it mean because of beer? There you go. See, the halacha is, the halacha is like this. What's the halacha by Rusa? A Rusa is also in beer. What's the issue beer by Rusa? What's the issue beer by Rusa? What is it? It's machlokes Hashem. Whether the issue beer by Rusa is a continuation of the issue of Pnuya, or whether it's a new halacha in Yisra Rusa. Rashi happens to hold it's an issue of Pnuya. In other words, Rashi holds that the issue of Pnuya is not removed until when? Until the issue is soon. The issue is incomplete, so the issue of Pnuya is still there. The Ramban, I say the Ramban holds differently. The Ramban holds that the Yisra Pnuya is removed the moment you have Isha. Because it can't be a Pnuya once she's Meshish Isha. It's impossible, according to Ramban. So therefore, there must be a new Yisra Rusa. There must be a new Yisra Rusa. V'arayah is a machlekes, is manazeh, whether a person can have a Pelegesh. Whether a person is looking for Pelegesh. She can publicize it, but that's all. That's machlekes. Somehow we could. Ramban holds even this manazeh, you can have Pelegesh. Person, yeah, what else do you think? Is miyacher an isha? Is miyacher an isha for beer without kedushin? He has no responsibility. Is miyacher of beer only means that has to be done the farhesir. Everybody has to know that is miyacher her to live with her. Otherwise, the shashu won't go to the mix. She'll be ashamed to go. But I'll be doing the rabbanon is nothing. Rabbanon is even rabbanon for. Is he going to say that the isha tnuy isn't removed till when? Can't be mother. Can't be mother. Because there still will be an Issa Pnuya in the Rabbanah. So you see the Ramban holds that there's a separate Israel Rusa. There's a separate Israel Rusa, according to Ramban. A separate Israel Rusa. Okay? Separate Israel Rusa. So, right? Okay. If that's the case, no. I say now the Ramban says very well what the pshat is. Separate pshat with that Shekivim Shabiachans Balaw and Nasus Roy. Nasus lo matzakar rusa for that time. Very simple way. What's the simple shot? Just like by a rusa. When does the Chalashem matzah arrive? Now when does the thing have to begin with matzah? When is that? Halachically, when is matzah recognized? By the Seder?
No.
You get the Seder earlier. When? What has to happen? If you have chomets, then you have matzah. What are you going to tell me? Am I going to get rid of it? If you come, you get matzah. So the Halashem matzah arrives the moment you have what? So the Ramban says, right? The moment you have a chetz shel chametz, you have a chetz shel matzah. Why? Because you have to distinguish between chametz and matzah. So when does the Halashem matzah arrive? When do you have the Halashem matzah? The moment you have beer, right? The moment you have beer, you have a Chalashem Matzah, because you have to distinguish between Chametz and Matzah. Before that, there's no distinction. When does the Chalashem Matzah arrives when? The moment that you have a Chalashem Chametz, because you have to distinguish between Chametz and Matzah. This you have to get rid of this now. Why? This is Chametz and Matzah. So Matzah, as soon as they have Chametz, they have Matzah. They have both arrive simultaneously. So that's the case. So he says, what? So therefore it says like this. So he says that what does it have to do with Arusa though? What does that have to do with Arusa? Listen. Just like by Arusa, the moment you have the Chalashem Eishish, what happens? That's right. Over here also what happens? The moment the Chalashem Matzah arrives, there's also an Issa. There's an Issa Achilah. That's why it's exactly like Arusa. Just like Arusa. The moment the Chalashem Ishis, what is Arusa? She becomes an Ishis Ish. So the moment the Chalashem Ishis arrives, so what happens? So there's an Issa comes along right with it, because the Rabban holds it's not the Issa Pnuya, it's a new Issa. Right? So therefore, the moment the Chalashem Ishis arrives, there's an Issa Bia. So therefore, the same thing occurs in regard to Matzah. The moment the Chalashem Matzah arrives, there's an Issa Akhila. That's what's exactly. That's why. So the machlekes between the Ramban and Balamor is one thing. According to the Balamor, what is the Eiser of Achilas Matzah? What's the Eiser? It's an extension of the Eiser Achilas Chametz. What's Achilas Chametz Umat? According to the Ramban, it's nothing. Not the Yisra.
What is it?
The halach is that the chalas, what is the Yisra? Not the Yisra. The chalas Shem Matah the Yisra. According to the Balamor, what's the Yisra? The Yisra Chometz is the Yisra. According to the Ramban, what's the Yisra? The chalas Shem Chometz is the Yisra. Just like Baruch.
I didn't know about the word of the roof, but I tried to get it.
Keep it in first.
So this time, according to the Balamor, that the Balamor says, the Madame de la Rusa. Balamor says that Raya, that the Issa Masa begins from her face. Because it's Madame, the Gemara is Madame, the Yisra Afilas Matra, and Kiruv. So what do we say? What's the Deganami? What is the Deganami? So we say there are two ways to accept the Yisra Matra.
All right,
all right. Right? One way is...
I heard somebody say that
Matra
is
Shabbat. The Matra is, because you can't use it. You can't use it as Matra. It doesn't really matter the nature of the Yisra, why you can't use it. You just can't use it when you're in Matra. You can't use it. So at any rate, but what we said last time was that there's two possibilities. Either the Yisra Achilus Matzah is simply an Yisra Maisa Achila, or also Yisra Achilus Matzah is an Yisra that the Chetzer is Nessa. Right, okay. So Avi mentioned last time, what precisely is the difference? The Yisra Maisa isn't just an Yisra Maisa. What's the Yisra? The Yisra is to eat this sweet matzah. It's an Yisra Maisa to matzah. So what's the difference? It's like saying the same thing in two different ways. Either there's an Yisra Maisa, and then there's an Issa Chetzer. I mean, they're both the same. What's the Issa Maisa? The Issa Maisa is the Chetzer. So what's the difference between the two? What's the difference between the two? The difference is like this. The difference is that why aren't you allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach? Why aren't you allowed to eat matzah? You ever heard of Ramon? Ramon, okay. Yeah. Ramon says, matzah Erev Pesach. Today should be a Hekel Lachilos of the Erev. You see, the Ram classifies them both together. So for the Rambam, what do you see? They're both together. They're both the same Yisra. You see the what? That there's no... That's a Nisra Maisa. What do you mean for Nisra Maisa? There is no separate Yisra Chetzer and Maisa for the Rambam. But what's the Yisra Achila La'acha Chetzeri? La'acha Chetzeri, you're in front of the Erev HaPesach. What's the Yisra Erev HaPesach? Point to Rambam, what's the Yisra? The Yisra is just like you're not allowed to eat a Suda Erev HaPesach. Why aren't you allowed to eat a Suda Erev Pesach? Wasn't this a Chetzer? The Suda was Nessa? No, what happens if you eat it a Suda Erev Pesach? Yeah, so you're lacking the Kiyum Matzah. That's right, nighttime. You're lacking the Kiyum Matzah at nighttime. You see, this is what the Balamor tries to prove. The Balamor says, Dekinami, the Medamle, La Risa. But really, it's an Issa Chetzer. What does it mean, an Issa Chetzer? That the Chetzer was Nessa per se. It's not just that if a person eats Issa Chetzer, point of Balamor. First he's matzah chatzay. So then the kiyum on mitzvah of matzah at nighttime is not the same mitzvah. You see? It's not just that he detracts from the kiyum on mitzvah of matzah. But it's more than that. He ate a double offer. Like a chilas chazan. In other words, there's two types of yisurim. In one case, the yisur is to eat the chatzah per se. In the other case, there's no yisur to eat this object. The only thing is that if you do eat, so then you detract from the Achilas Matzah Balayla. Right.
Say,
that's what the Balmor says. That's what we mean. I'm just defining what we meant last week when we said Issa Chatsa and Issa Maisa. Issa Maisa would mean which Issa? Issa Maisa. You're detracting from the Achilas Matzah Balayla. But the Balmor says, no, Dekinami, the Madame La Risa. You see that it's an Issa Chetzer, the Chetzer Nasa. If the Chetzer Nasa is there, it's only from Chetzer. Why? Because the Issa Chometz is the Issa for Matzah also. The Issa Chometz is the Issa for Matzah as well. So therefore, it can't happen by breaker. Why? Because there's no Issa Chometz by breaker. halting of uncanny rises. It has to be an Isa. So what's the Isa? The Isa Chama. Mirwaisa the Chatzais Asas Bechamet Zalam. Mirwabonim Asas, Chamet Zalam Asas Mas also. It asks all Pas. Okay.
I couldn't follow what you said.
What? Yeah, it's Sisa Chatz. I said both.
Both?
Both, I said both.
How could we start from where?
What?
My
computer.
Yeah.
No, Sudra is another one. No Sudra is another one. No Sudra is another one.
What about
according to Rashi, probably Rashi over the Rambam. Probably. Can't know for sure. Probably over the Rambam because you see holes on the one hand. This is what Fine Hersh was mentioning. You see a hole on the one hand, you hold. That the Issa starts from in the morning, right? And on the other hand, he holds like the Ramban. Like, who's your like? This one does actually hold like the Ramban. What?
Yeah,
yeah, that's it. Right. He holds like the Ramban, that's an Issa Tanuya. Huh? Not like the Ramban, it's not an Issa Tanuya. The question is, according to the Rashi, what's the Ramban of Issa? Why is the Ramban of Issa? We don't know, we said maybe just because it's a matter. Why is precisely the Dhamma Lavisa referring to Rashi Dhamma right now? It's a good question. Point to that, yeah?
I don't
know
if
you're
going to say anything.
No, Mukta is... If you have food, it's also about
Kilan
Shabbos. Food that's also about Kilan Shabbos? Shabbos,
Mother,
Mukta and Shabbos. Food is very tasteless in that. Any question of tasteless? Tesis is on that Mem Zav Meralam. Yeah, we can call it the Pumbi Yomper. But the Lazar Meral is Tikta Vashem Ache Te Ofer. Ache Te Ofer. Where are you? That's the Chal over there. The problem is the Chal is not Roy Lachila. So take a look at the Tesis. Tesis says, Lachila, Tesis wants to know what the issue up there. In fact, my lecture, in Lachila, it's Chal of the Mayor, he comes on third day's debate, so up Malo Yishatana Pass, of Tisha Shikalu Sikareva, Nesha Pass Nefes Yopudu, who is on Shatana Mother. Hey, says the question, what's the issue of baking? What's the issue of baking the column? Tanea. It's true you can't bake it for its own sake, because there's no local Nefes involved, hey, says. But however, let's bake it for the sake of the other breads that are in the oven, because the Gemara says, that when you have an oven which is full, so the heat is more evenly dispersed, so therefore it bakes better. Any improvement at all, you like to use for ruffle nuts and yet. So Tesis is here, let's take Scott. So he says, he says, Raphael may not be also la apais, mitnesha also la calcula. You come up and you look at what I'm saying myself at the time of the earth. Okay. So what does he say? He says he wants to say that it's also la calcula. Why is it also la calcula? Because it's not Roy Lachila. He's Mesukah. Taste is Mesukah whether it's also the total or not. Taste is Mesukah. This would be another way of saying it's Eichlin, but it's not Roy Lachila. Eichlin, but it's not Roy Lachila.
Balamar says that Raya, that the Issa Matzah begins from Chatzos. Because it's medameh, the Gemara is medameh the Yisra Achilas Matzah to Arusa. So what do we say? What's the Dekanami? What is the Dekanami? So we say there are two ways to interpret the Yisra Matzah.
Right?
One way is...
I just thought about it the other day. Because I heard somebody say that Matzah is Shabbos, Matzah.
Muxa is... Because you can't use it. If you can't use it, that's Muxa. It doesn't really matter the nature of the Yisra, why you can't use it. If you just can't use it, then it's Muxa. You can't use it. So at any rate... But what we said last time was that there's two possibilities. Either the Issa Achilas Matzah is simply an Issa Maisa Achila, or else Issa Achilas Matzah is an Issa that the Cheftza is Nesar. Right? Okay. So Avi mentioned last time, I think you started this. What precisely is the difference? I mean, the Issa Maisa isn't just an Issa Maisa. What's the Issa? The Issa is to eat this, to eat Matzah. It's an Issa Maisa to Matzah. So what's the difference? It's like saying the same thing in two different ways. Either there's an Issa Maisa, and then there's an Issa Chefza. I mean, they're both the same. What's the Issa Maisa? The Issa Maisa is to eat this Chefza. So what's the difference between the two? What's the difference between the two? The difference is like this. The difference is that why aren't you allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach? Why aren't you allowed to eat matzah? You ever get a Rambam? Rambam, okay. Yeah. Rambam says, Kadesh Yiyah, Heker Lachi Lasa Be'erev. Vav Alacha, what is that?
Yibayt.
Yeah, Kadesh Yiyah, Heker Lachi Lasa Be'erev. Mishach HaMatzah, Be'erev HaPesach, Maknes HaMarkas Mardes, Lach Tetsi Nafshek. Lachain Asa Lacha Le'erev HaPesach, Mikedah Mincha Kim'at, Kadesh Yiyah, Kones Lachi Las Matzah Be'taiva. Avalech Alu Mat Peres, Ayurakos, V'leim Alek Kresa Man. Alright, so what is the Rambam classifies the Isra Achilas Matzah together with the Isra? Together with the Isser of Achila Erev HaPesach. Mikaidim, the Yach of Achila Erev HaPesach. You see, the Ram classifies them both together. So for the Rambam, what do you see? They're both together. They're both the same Isser. You see they're what? That there's no, that's what it's an Isser Maisa. What does it mean it's an Isser Maisa? There is no separate Isser Chachza and Matzah according to the Rambam. But what's the Isser Achila La'acha Chatzah? He's La'akala Yahim according to Erev HaPesach. What's the Isser Erev HaPesach? According to the Rambam, what's the Isser? The Isser is just like you're not allowed to eat a Suda Erev HaPesach. Why aren't you allowed to eat a Suda Erev HaPesach? Wasn't Isser Chefza? The Suda was Nesar. No, what happens if you eat a Suda Erev HaPesach?
There's no Kiyom on at
night. Yeah, so you're lacking in the Kiyom Matzah. That's right, at night time. You're lacking in the Kiyom Matzah at night time. You see, this is what the Balamor tries to prove. The Balamor says, Dekinami de Medam Le La Rusa. That really it's an Isser Chefza. What does it mean, an Isser Chefza? That the Chefza was Nesar per se. Not, it's not just that if a person eats after chatzais, according to the Balamor, if a person eats matzah after chatzais, so then the kiyum ha-mitzvah of matzah at night time is not b'shleimusah. You see? It's not just that he detracts from the kiyum ha-mitzvah of matzah. But it's more than that. He ate a davar asur, like achilas chazer. You see? In other words, there's two types of isurim. In one case, the isur is to eat the chefza per se. In the other case, there's no isur to eat this object. The only thing is that if you do eat, so then you detract from the achilas matzah balayla. Right.
So you say,
see? See, that's what the Balmor says. Dekinami, that's what we mean. I'm just defining what we meant last week when we said Issa Chefza and Issa Maisa. Issa Maisa would mean which Isser? Issa Maisa. We say it's an Issa Maisa. Yes, it's the Issa is that you're destroying, you're detracting from the achilas matzah balayla. But the Balmor says, no, Dekinami, the Medamla La Rusa. You see that it's an Isser Chefza, the Chefza is Nasar. If the Chefza is Nasar, he says it's only from Chatzais. Why? Because the Isser Chometz is the Isser for Matzah also. The Isser Chometz is the Isser for Matzah as well. So therefore, it can't happen Babaker. Why? Because there's no Isser Chometz Babaker. Chalting Rabban came to Isser, so there has to be an Isser. So what's the Isser? The Isser Chometz. Midaraisa, the Chatzais Asers, Bechometz alone. Midarabban and Asers, Chometz and Asers, Matzah also. It Asers all pas. Okay. What? Yeah, it's Issa Chatzah. I say it's both.
Both?
Both, I say both. How could
those start in the morning?
The what?
It's nice. How could those start in the morning?
Wouldn't want them to start in the morning.
I just like the Israel of Hila. Yeah.
No, Suda doesn't start in the morning. There's no Suda in the morning. No Suda in the
morning. What about
according
to Rashi, what kind of Israel is
it? What?
What about according to Rashi, what kind of Israel is it?
According to Rashi, it's an Isser. According to Rashi, probably Rashi holds like the Rambam. Probably. Can't know for sure. Probably holds like the Rambam because you see he holds on the one hand, this is what Chaim Eshberg mentioned. He's going to hold on the one hand, he holds that the Isser starts from in the morning, right? And on the other hand, he holds like the Ramban. Like, who's going to like? Just not that he holds like the Ramban. What? Yeah, that's it. Right. And he holds like Ramban, that's an Issa Pnuya.
Not
like Ramban. Huh? Not like Ramban, that's not an Issa Pnuya. So the question is, according to the Rashi, what's Madame Lela Rissa? Why is Madame Lela Rissa? So we don't know, we said maybe just because there's a matter. Stama, why precisely is Madame Lela Rissa according to Rashi? We don't really know. That's a good question. According to Rashi, yeah.
I don't understand what they're saying before.
If
you have food that talks about Chilon Shabbos, it's a Mukta.
Food that's also bakhil on Shabbos?
Chazer,
piece of chazer,
mukta on Shabbos.
Taisus is on that. Mem vav meralam. Yeah. It's on beyond. Rabbi Losa Emer le tikro Hashem ad shetei ofer. Ad shetei ofer. The chal over there. The problem is the chal is not
roi
lachila. So take a look at Taisus. Taisus says, V'afil, the place wants to know what's the Yisra Achia. Meantime, my Lashon Rina Lafa is Chalat Meya, Mitam Don Perek Beis the Beitza, Af Mamalo Yisha Tanar Pas, Af Yisha Tzvich Alul Kikarecha, Nesha Pas Nefes Yofa, Bebun Zan Shatana Mole. Teisha Sakash, what's the Yisra of baking? What's the Yisra of baking the Chalat Meya? It's true you can't bake it for its own sake, because there's no Echel Nefesh involved, Teisha asks. But however, let's bake it for the sake of the other breads that are in the oven. Because the Gemara says that when you have an oven which is full, so the heat is more evenly dispersed, so therefore it bakes better. And any improvement at all, you're allowed to use for Echel Nefesh and Yotam. So Taisus says, he says like this. Okay, so what does he say? He says he wants to say that it's asul taltla. Why is it asul taltla? Because it's not roi lachila. He's mesupik. Taisus is mesupik whether it's asul taltla or not. Taisus is mesupik. This would be, in other words, since it's eichlin, but it's not roi lachila. Eichlin, but it's not roi lachila. So this was a yontif. Kate said mafrishin chala b'tum b'yamda. This will be the same suffix to the bizmana this year. Same stuff that Taisus had in Yerba Halam. That's the stuff. Since he can't use it, so do we say that since the Halashem Eichel, so it's not Moksa? Or no, since he has no use for it, it is Moksa. That's Taisus stuff over there. The same stuff is to this, yeah. Okay. The one is like this. Kuftes Baba Barawa. Amali Rav Misharshia Bereder Av Nasan. Hachi Amar Hill Mishmei de Gemara. Le Nichrech Inish Matza Umara Bahadi Hadodi Venecha. This is what Hill said. Hill said a person should not take matza and mora, put them together and eat them. Why? Like we do in Kerech. Mishum Disfiralon, because Hill's like this. Matzah bezman hazeh deraisa umoro drabonon v'osi moro drabonon umevatel le matzah deraisa. The moro and drabonon will be mevatel the matzah deraisa. So what does it mean? Stay with Rashi. What does Rashi say? Umevatel le tam matzah deraisa. The moro drabonon is mevatel le tam of matzah. So what's the conclusion from Rashi? And what does Rashi say? The same shot, right?
Yeah,
same thing. So what's the conclusion from Rashi? That matzah...
Mitzvah have the time matzah.
Mitzvah have the time matzah. What's the halacha? Is the halacha like that or not?
That's
coming. No, what is it? I mean, the time should remain in your mouth. That's the other thing. What's the halacha, really? What's the halacha? Do you have to be tayin matzah or don't you have to be tayin matzah? Taste it. Do you have to taste the matzah or not? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, what's the halacha? What's this halacha?
You swallow it.
It's a swallow. Yep. Bola matzah, the Gemara says, bola matzah is yatzah. Bola moro lo yatzah. Person swallows matzah is yatzah. Person swallows moro is not yatzah. Why wasn't it matzah and moro? Yeah, next step, kuftas roman base. Amarava, bola matzah yatzah, bola moro lo yatzah. See the little dal in the run, about halfway there. Bola mara lo yatsa. Bola matza umara, yidei matza yatsa, yidei mara lo yatsa. Okay. So the halacha is... So what's the halacha? Halacha is a what? That in matza... You don't need time? You don't need time? Well, in mizachila, you don't need time. What's the halacha, what? Where in mara, you need both. In mara, you need time, and you need... What? Right. So the halacha is, see, it's a different maisa achila in regard to morah than it is in regard to matzah. Different maisa achila in regard to morah. Maisa achila morah is defined differently. Okay. What's the halacha, let's say, for instance, what's the halacha of a person is mevashel matzah? What's the halacha? What's the halacha of a person mevashel matzah? Cooks it. Takes matzah and he cooks it.
It's a matzah
pata,
and you can eat it till after the
Or somehow is mevatel the tam of the The time of the matzah changes the time of the matzah in his mouth, and what happens?
So it's not really
and then, so it's not even a mechef shel matzah. In other words, it destroys the chef shel matzah b'shas achila. So that's hard to understand, but let's assume that it's correct. That he destroys the time of the matzah, so it's not a chef shel matzah anymore. Okay, so take a look further in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Va'afilu l'man damar mitzvahs ein nevat lezu azu. Even according to the man damar holds a what? Mitzvahs are not mevat lezu azu. Hanemi l'daraisa b'daraisa. That's only if they're both daraisa. Ay drabonon b'drabonon if they're both drabonon. Aval daraisa drabonon osu drabonon mevat lele daraisa. But when you have a derais and drabanan, then definitely mitzvahs mevat lezuzu. Everybody agrees mitzvahs mevat lezuzu. In which case, the case of drabanan derais. Where's the machlokes? The case of derais. Now, what are you telling me? The reason is by the case of derais, because the tam is lost, right? Okay. So why should it be? Why should we say like this? We say if it's drabanan and derais, what do we say? Then what? Then it's mevat. Why is it mevatel? Because the tam is gone, right? So why should I say derais and derais is good? If you're going to tell me it's a matter of tam, because the tam of the matzah was changed. Once the tam of the matzah is changed, so then what happens? It's not matzah anymore. So how could I differentiate between drabonin and derais, and between derais and derais? You understand the problem?
No.
Okay. Give in. What? Yeah, what's this about it is? That is when we give in. We say it's if once the time of the matzah is changed, so it's no good anymore. So that's why drabanan the rice is no good. Why? Because the time of the matzah is lost. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. Why? Mishum the sphirulei, the Gemara says, Mishum the sphirulei matzah bisman said the rice of maradaban, vasa maradaban or mevatle la matzah. Saidla mevatle la matzah. Destroys the tam matzah, right? That's why drabanon and the rice it's no good because the tam matzah is lost. So what does it help me if the morer is a deraisa? If the halacha is the reason why I'm not yetsa is because the matzah doesn't have its proper tam, and you'll tell me that in my mouth the chefter shel matzah was suddenly destroyed, right? It's not matzah because it has a new tam. So the chefter shel matzah in my mouth became not matzah anymore. So I didn't swallow matzah, so I wasn't yetsa, right? If that's the case, so then why is it if the morah which destroys the matzah is a deraisa, then it's okay. End of story. However, if the morah is only drabanan, then it can't destroy the matzah. And what difference does it make? If the halacha is the tam matzah, you must have the tam in the matzah. It's halacha in the chef tushal matzah. If that's the case, so then it's impossible to distinguish between drabanan and deraisa and deraisa and deraisa. Because what are you telling me? You're telling me what's the reason drabanan and deraisa is no good? Because what?
If it's a question of practicalities, then the Gemara doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, right.
Evidently, what it means is it's not a block of Matthias.
Right. That's why you can't say, you see, this avenue, this approach will not work. To say that the Gemara means over here that the matzah has lost its taste and therefore it's not matzah anymore just doesn't work out in the Gemara. I mean, if you're going to tell me that Allah is that matzah requires a certain time, so then what difference does it make? Why it lost its time? If it lost its time because of the rabbanon, no, then it's not good. But if it lost its time because of the raisa, then it's okay. My nachkamina, there's no time matzah. No time matzah is no time matzah. Yes, obviously this pshat is not too good. So what do you have to say pshat in the Gemara? What's pshat in the Gemara? I learned the Gemara. Forget about Rashi. I learned the Gemara. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Yeah.
Maybe so
you can't, that the Rabbanan
and
the
rice can't be done
in one Maisa. Yes.
One
Maisa Mitzvah.
Yeah, two
Kiyumim.
Yeah, it can't be.
You can have two Kiyumim with one Maisa.
You can't have two Kiyumim.
Yeah.
You can't have two
Kiyumim
with one Maisa.
No, because you can't two Kiyumim with separate Kulak Motar in one Maisa.
But then why is there a Rabbanan and the Vital of the rice should be the other way around?
What?
Why should Rabbanan be mevatel the deraisa?
Should
be the other way around.
The deraisa.
What's the difference?
Why? What do we?
What's
it? What is this? Understand clearly what he's saying for us.
You can't do two things at one time that are two.
How's it work? Right. See the problem? Okay. Anyway.
And two Rabbanan.
Maisa achila, maisa mitzvah. Must do a maisa achila, maisa mitzvah. So the question is like this. When you tell me I have to do a Maisa Achila, a Maisa Mitzvah, so what are the characteristics of that Maisa Mitzvah? Must the Maisa Mitzvah be considered a Maisa Mitzvah Midaraisa? You see? What if the Maisa Mitzvah is not just exclusively a Maisa Mitzvah, a Mitzvah, but it's also a Maisa which relates to Rishus also? It includes in its action, in the Maisa is included a Maisa Rishus. Is that considered a Maisa Mitzvah or not? And Mar is concerned. The Torah says you must have a Maisa Achilas Matzah. Doesn't mean I must have a Maisa exclusively designated as Maisa Achilas Matzah. What if it's a Maisa Achilas Matzah and Achilas Mar together? What if it's a Maisa Achilas Matzah and Achilas Mar together? So the question is, what would be then? Does the Torah say you must have a Maisa which is exclusively Maisa Achilas Matzah, or it doesn't matter? Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be exclusively Maisa Achilas Matzah. It could be Maisa Achilas Mar and Matzah Mar also. What are we saying now? You must have, the dafket must be only a Maisa Achilas Matzah. Now let's see how it works out. It's halach in the Maisa. It's not halach in the Chetzah Shal Matzah and Tam Matzah. It has nothing to do with the Chetzah. It's halach in the Maisa Achilah, Maisa Mitzvah. So therefore the Gemara is very well. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says a person should need Matzah and Mara together. If you hold wide, this Manazeh, because Mara is the Rabban and Matzah is the Raisa. This everybody holds you won't be Yetzah. Why won't you be Yetzah? Of course, it's not exclusively what? A Maisa Mitzvah. It's a Maisa Mitzvah and a Maisa Rishus simultaneously. And a Maisa, which is not exclusively a Maisa Mitzvah, you can't, is nothing.
What do you mean by
he's eating Drabonon. He's eating Drabonon's Rishus regard to Torah. Torah doesn't recognize it. Midaraisa is nothing. Torah doesn't recognize it. So, insofar as the Rice is concerned, the Drabonon is non-existent. It's just like a Maisa Rishus. Right? So since insofar as the derisa is concerned, insofar what to do a Maisa Mitzvah, the Maisa must be exclusively Mitzvah, nothing else. However, if that action is also related to something which is Rishus, so then you can't be it. That everybody agrees. Where's the Machlekes? But we have two derises. Of course, what's the machlekes over there?
The justice is not the maisa mitzvah must be a
maisa
for this mitzvah.
That's right. The question is, must the maisa achilas matzah? Of course, it has to be a maisa mitzvah. No question about it. But is the halacha that as long as it's a maisa mitzvah, that's enough? Or the halacha is no. Even though it's a maisa mitzvah, it's still not good enough. It must be exclusively a maisa achilas matzah. Exclusively a Maisa Achilas Mar. But if it's not exclusively the mitzvah itself, then you're not Yetzer. That's a machlokes. That's two ways. Either you could say that you need exclusively Maisa Achilas Matzah, or else no. Doesn't have to be, as long as you are Echel Matzah, that's enough. But definitely the Maisa Achilas must be a Maisa HaMitzvah, that's for sure.
Can you talk from that?
Whether you need, when you do a Maisa Mitzvah,
that's the question. You can't have one Maisa which is both Rishus and Mitzvah. That's impossible. The question is, if you have a Maisa Mitzvah, can it be characterized both as a Maisa Achilas Matzah and a Maisa Achilas Marah? Or no, do I say no? Do I say in order to be a Maisa Achilas Matzah, it would be a Tarte de Sasri if it has Marah also, if it's a Maisa Achilas Marah? The Maisa Achilas Matzah and the Maisa Achilas Marah cannot live simultaneously. They cannot coexist. Either it's one or the other. In regard to Rishus and Mitzvah, that definitely that there's a Tatar Sasri. It can't be a Maisa Rishus and Maisa Mitzvah simultaneously. That's impossible. But within the realm of Mitzvah, can it be considered a Maisa Achilas Matzah and a Maisa Achilas Mara simultaneously? Or do I say no? If it's a Maisa Achilas Matzah, then it cannot be defined as a Maisa Achilas Mara. Does one cancel out? Does it have to be one? Or no? Do we say that it could be both? With one Maisa, there will be two separate Maisa Mitzvah. With one physical Maisa, there will be two separate Maisa Mitzvah. Man Tana, the Shamat Lei, Mitzvah is Ein Mevat Lezuzu. Who is the Tana that says Mitzvah is Ein Mevat Lezuzu? There you can have one, yeah. The Drabban's Mevat Lezuzu.
Yeah, Mevat Lezuzu. So I want to know what's the exact makeup. So we said one was Rishus, one was Maisa Mitzvah.
Right.
Why should Rishus be Mevat Lezuzu? How does it work?
I mean, why is it a Maisa Mitzvah and Maisa Rishus simultaneously?
I understand. Now you define that they are different things.
Right.
But
I don't know. Man Tana de Shamet Le Mitzvahs Ein Mevat Le Zuzu. Who's the Tana that holds that Mitzvahs are not Mevat Le Zuzu? The Gemara says Hilvi. De Sanya Amro Lav Al Hilel Shayakorchom of Asachas Vaichlan. Shenemar Al Matzes Umerurim Yechlu. So you see that Hilel also what? That Mitzvahs Ein Mevat Le Zuzu. Why? Because what do you have in the Krecha? You have Mitzvahs Matzah, Mitzvahs Moror, and mitzvahs Pesach. Yeah. Okay, so since you have in the Kerech, in the Krecha, you have really three mitzvahs, so what? So how could you do what?
I can do it in one maisa.
I can do it
in
one maisa. What? Why is no proof?
Because you can just say that the Maror and the Matzah, the Kiyam and the Kor Pesach.
Okay, good. Yeah, very good. Good cash. He says, what's the Gemara's Raya from Matzah and Roim Yechluhu that you tell me that Hillel holds Mitzvah's name of Atle Zuzu? No, that's only over here. Why is it only over here? Because the Matzah and the Maror are a Kiyam and the Kor Pesach. How do you know Matzah Maror came in Korban Pesach?
Yeah, from
where?
Didn't say it right after.
Where's Ram say it?
It's Tala Korban Pesach.
Which Ram?
Pirik. Let's see, I think it's Pirik Vav Halacha Yudeis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
When he did it then, didn't he do it with
the best right? What?
When he did, now we do it. But when he did it then, didn't he just make one bracha?
We'll see. We'll go to Ramah soon. Alright, really the halacha is the best rye that Matzah Maror is akim in Pesach is from Pesach Sheni. Because in Pesach Sheni, the only thing that you bring on Pesach Sheni is anything is something which has to do with the Gufa Korban, which the Gufa Korban is Mechayev.
You don't bring Matzah Maror.
Why do you bring Matzah Maror? Because Matzah Maror is the key in the Pesach. See, that's the right. So you see that Matzah Maror is the key in Pesach. But is Matzah Maror only the key in Pesach, or is it something different, or is it more than that? Is it only the key in Pesach, or is it more than that? What do you say? Is it more than that, or is it only the key in Pesach? What do you say?
No,
just answer your question. Was it more than that, or is it only a kiyum? Is matzah and maror only a kiyum and pesach, or is it more?
Whenever you eat it.
Is it more than that, or is it only a kiyum and pesach? What is that? How do you know it's kiyum matzah?
Kiyum matzah, that's matzah over here. Bismanazah, right.
Since bismanazah, you see that the halacha is even though we don't have a carbon pesach. Still what? Still you have to have matzah, correct?
No.
So what do you see? That there's a key in matzah b'fnei atzmusa. Matzah, there's two key in matzah. There's a key in matzah b'fnei atzmusa. And there's a key in of what? Of matzah is also a key in Korban Pesach. So there's both, right? But what about maror? What about maror? What? What about maror? Maror is a key in the Pesach. I think we'll do more of the kukhof and all. Amar Rava. Matzah bismana zed the raisa mar the rabbanon. Gemara says. Kufchafmanal right in the middle. Amar Rava. Matzah bismana zed the raisa mar the rabbanon. So mar today is rabbanon. That's what we hold. Maishna mar. Why is mar different? The chsiv on matzah is mar yechlu. Bisman di ke pesach yesh mar. Bisman di leka pesach leka mar. So what do you see from this Gemara? That mar is what? Mar is exclusively a kiyum in the Korban Pesach. Right. Oh. Matzah nami, the Gemara says, Oksiva matzah mroim yachlu. Matzah is also only a kiyum in the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says, no, matzah mihada hodabekra. Matzah have another pasuk. What's the pasuk? Bo'erev techlu matzahs. Bo'erev techlu matzahs. So it shows you that there's a mitzvah of matzah b'fnei atzmusa, and there's a mitzvah of matzah as a kiyum in the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, Rav Yaakov, Rav Yaakov, Amar, Echazev, Echazed, Rabbanon. They're both Rabbanon, Matzah and Mar. Eloksiv, Barav Techlu Matzois. Aye, the Pasuk says, Barav Techlu Matzois. Says, Ahum, Boyalei, Latame, Vishoya, Bederach, Achaiko. The Salka, Daitach, Amin, Akiv, and the Pesach, Leachli, Matzah and Mar, Nami, Loi, Nechal, Kamash, Malon. And Rav agrees, because Rav says, Tame, Vishoya, Bederach, Achaiko, Letzor, Kro, Legari, Maro, Benecha. But he also agrees with the same premise that Tame and Derach, Achaiko, you also eat Matzah and Mar. So let's give Tommy and Derek Chayke eat matzah more. What's difficult from that? Something difficult. If Tommy and Derek Chayke, Tommy and Shabbat Derek Chayke is not makrif carbon pesach.
Right.
So what? If you're going to say the what?
Came
the carbon pesach.
Okay.
So why should Tommy and Derek Chayke require maror?
Right.
There's no carbon pesach.
And if
so
it's
a
separate mitzvah.
And if it's a separate mitzvah, then this manazeh should also be. So this manazeh should also be the rice. I'm a manavsha. If maror is matzah, we finished with already. Matzah is two things: a kiyum carbon pesach and a mitzvah from the etzmus. What's maror? Is maror a separate mitzvah? Is maror a kiyum carbon pesach? Okay, so maror is a kiyum carbon pesach. If maror is a kiyum carbon pesach, so the question is, why should tamei be required to eat maror?
Where did it say
maror
required?
I think maror says. On Eloksiv Barav Techla Matzis and Ahuma Boyle Letame Voya Bderech Achaika. The Salka Daita Chamina Kivan the Pesach Le Achli Matzah Mora Nami Le Nechol Kemash Malon.
Kemash
Malon.
That
Mora also is Mechoyev, yeah. That is Mechoyev to eat Matzah Mora. He's Mechoyev to eat Matzah Mora.
Because
the Gemara says, Verov Amalach. V'rav amalach tamei v'sher b'derechek loytzarach kro. Bayein eichel like orav. Bayein eichel aval eichel b'matzah mara. Okay. Elok says barav tech l'matzahis. So I learn from matzah. Once I know matzah, so I learn a mara from matzah already. Once I know matzah, I learn a mara from matzah also. Whatever happens to matzah, happens to mara. Same thing. Same thing. Yeah, whatever it is, that's just an incidental in how we learn Pshat. But the fact remains, whatever I learn from Matzah, but the fact remains that Tamei Vayev Derech Chayke, what's the halacha, Tamei? He's Chayev in Matzah and Mara.
Right.
So you see, Midaraita, you see that Matzah and Mara is what? Seven Mitzvahs. So what's the answer? Potential. Well, what is potential of the word?
As long as it's enough to be a key for Korban Pesach, it's a key for Matzah Mara. Right, good. Mara really is a key of Nefnei Atzmus also.
But Pesach is Machayev and Mara. You see? So Pesach is Machayev and Mara. One second. The difference in that, you have three levels. You have Matzah, Mara, and Pesach. What are the three levels? Matzah is what?
Twofold.
How is it twofold?
Because it's a kiyum the rice in itself, and it's a kiyum in the korban pesach.
Yeah, but that's not good enough for Mara. Mara is going to say the same thing. Mara is a kiyum by itself, and it's a kiyum korban pesach too. What's the difference between matzah and Mara? Matzah has its own machayev. Mara's machayev is korban pesach. Mara has its own kiyum. You see, matzah, it's three levels. Matzah has its own machayev. Two levels of it. Matzah has its own machayev and its own kiyum. Maror, it's true, has its own kiyum in regard to that it's equal to matzah. But it doesn't have its own machayev. What's the machayev? Pesach is the machayev. And Pesach is what? Pesach is its own machayev and its own kiyum, and it's not a kiyum in anything else. It's not a kiyum in anything else. How do you know that it's not a kiyum in Pesach? Because you see that even Tamei and Derech HaChayka eats matzah and maror. If you can tell me it's kiyum in Pesach, where's his Pesach? He has no Pesach. Okay, so see the way it works. That's the setup. Okay, now let's get back to Agamara. Yes. Now what does Agamara say? So what does Agamara say in regard to those facts? The Agamara says that Hillel held a what? Sheyakarchem vasachas. The Sanya Amro of Al Hillel Sheyakarchem vasachas vaychon shnema amatzim roim yachlu. Amatzim roim yachlu. Yeah. So what does that prove? So it proves that mitzvah is a mevat lezuzu. How does it prove mitzvah is a mevat lezuzu?
Because each one is separate.
So now your question is answered, right?
Yeah.
Now your question is answered. Since we say like this, that matz is a kiyum on mitzvah b'fnei atzmus with a separate machayev, it's very good why I should eat matz and mara together with a korban pesach, because matz and mara is a kiyum on pesach, right? But insofar as pesach is concerned, matz and mara will not be mevatel. Matzah Mara will not be mevatel the Korban Pesach. But the question is in reverse, that the Korban Pesach should be mevatel the Kiyam Matzah. The Korban Pesach should be mevatel the Kiyam Matzah. The matzah mar will not be mevatel with Pesach. Why? Because matzah mar is a kiyum Pesach. Since it's a kiyum Pesach, definitely it's not mevatel because it's one. But right, definitely it's not mevatel because it's one. But the only thing is that the reverse. What about the reverse situation? What about the kiyum of matzah, the separate kiyum matzah that we have bisman hazeh? So if you eat Pesach together with that, why don't I say that the carbon Pesach is mevatel the kiyum matzah or the kiyum maror? Since we see the carbon Pesach is not mevatel the kiyum matzah and the kiyum maror, right? So what do you see from that? You see mitzvah is ein mevatel zu zu. Okay, so the Gemara is very good. Gemara is very good. Yeah. What's wrong? The plain shot in the Gemara over here. What's the plain shot? Has Rashi learned plain shot in the Gemara? They have to do it with dafka together, right? You have to do it together. And what do they say?
You don't have to do it together. Can't.
Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah.
So
feel
it. Feel it means even.
Huh?
Feel it means even. So means you can do it either way.
Yes, and then what's the Gemara's next kasha? Maskev Rav Ashi Yochem Maya Filu. What's the Gemara's next kasha?
So why did you say even for? That you can't do it.
It means even.
What do you mean?
What do you say?
The half meal? How do we learn? Hillel learns that you have a daf kaf to eat it together, right? Right. And what does the Chavarim say?
That
you can't eat it together. He says you have to, and they say... And they say you can't. They say, then what's the Gemara's next question is what?
You say you can't eat it, so what's mina filo?
Yeah, so what do they say?
You can't eat it.
You can't eat it.
Right.
Right. So also, there is a machlokes. So they do argue. Hillel says you have to, and they say you can't. So what's the problem?
Huh?
What?
No problem.
No problem.
No,
what's the rule? What's that? Maskiflor of Ashi, Yachimai Afilu. What's the maskiflor? What's his kashya?
Why
does
it say Afilu?
What does it mean?
Only people can say Afilu. What's the implication? Only by himself. What's the Afilu mean?
What does Afilu mean?
Yeah.
Afilu means that you can do it either way.
Right, that's contradictory to what
you
said before.
Who said before? Who said anything?
Oh, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan.
What did Rabbi Yochanan say?
Rabbi Yochanan says that they argue on Hillel.
Don't they?
Yeah, but the basis of the argument is supposed to be mitzvah and battle of two and two.
Right.
Now if they hold you can have kare, then they're holding they
yes,
hold
yes.
It is possible.
That's the
chart.
Correct, exactly.
That's
right.
Crazy because they have to argue with them.
That's right. You see, Hillel holds that what? Hillel holds that you have to eat them together. Al matzim ram yachlu. Right? What do they say? Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan says, Chok in Olof Chaver Val Hillel. What are they arguing? And what? In mitzvah is mevat lezu azu. They hold that what? That mitzvah is mevat lezu azu. Mevat lezu azu. And Hillel holds mitzvah is mevat lezu azu. Right? Okay, so now prove to me that they hold mitzvah is mevat lezu azu. What are you going to prove?
Can't.
Because they say,
Afilu.
And Afilu means either way. So on the contrary, what do they hold?
Mitzvah is
aim of Allah Zuzu. So Rabbi Yechanan was wrong. Why? Because Rabbi Yechanan thought he had a right from this brisa that what?
That mitzvah is mevat lezu.
He had no right whatsoever. On the contrary, this brisa holds proves conclusively that mitzvah is aim of Allah Zuzu just like he holds. Okay. Right. So the Gemara says, Elam Rav Ashi. What? Where? Which other
thing?
Oh, so Rashi answers already. Rashi like this. Rashi says, "Umiyu cholkin lof chaver after Rabbi Yechinen, aval mehachal leshaminen." You see, apparently, according to Rashi, went like this: "Amar Rabbi Yechinen, cholkin lof chaver aval hilal." Stop. That was Rabbi Yechinen's member. Then we had a brisa that says the Gemara tried to prove that this is the brisa that proves that he's cholkin lof. So the Gemara says, "No, you can't prove it from here. From here, you can't prove it." But Rabbi Yechinen. But Rabbi Yechanan himself had another proof. We don't know what his proof was. That's the way Rashi learns.
Pushes off the kasha
next mandama. No. Yeah. All right. Okay. It's difficult. According to Rashi, let's taste his kasha basically. According to Rashi, it's very difficult. But that's the way Rashi learns. Okay. Can't argue with Rashi. Now, what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rashi, I tana hakitan yachol lo yotzi dechavasoi alim kin karkam bavasachas vaichwan keder shehil vaichwan." Because here Hillel held it what? That you must bedafka have together matzah mar talmud loyma matzah semrim yachlu afilu zebif neyatzmai vezebif neyatzmai. Okay, now we're going to say hashtad layit mehilchasul laykilav alaykrabana. Now that we don't know, what don't we know? mitzvahs mivat lezuzu. We don't know whether mitzvahs mivat lezuzu or not.
Yeah.
So what do we do? So mevarach alachilas matzah vachal, vadam mevarach alachilas mara vachal. So you have them separately, right? V'hadar ochal matzah v'chasa b'adi adodi b'loy bracha. And then what do you do? Bring it together. So this way it's always. Zeich let me just go. Okay. I will see the tesis. We'll have to really see tesis to analyze this last part of the one. Let's take the first tesis. First one is that Nira Kapir Shekuntris, the Meshabish Ravashi Milsid Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rashi, Ravashi refuted the words of Yechanan. Why? Because Rabbi Yechanan says that Chalok and Lok Chaver El Hillel. And what are they all? Mitzvahis Mevat Lezuazu. And you see that it wasn't true. He says no. Why should I tev lagia brisa afilu lachaser? K'mayshanu magin kama brisis mila shabesh divrei Rabbi Yechanan. It's better to say that the brisa was in error than to say that Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan's deduction was incorrect, because Rabbi Yechanan was closer to the brisa than we are, and probably he had a different guess than the brisa. A word or two in the brisa. We don't say that Rabbi Yechanan made a mistake in a word in the brisa. Probably the brisa was incorrect. Okay. El Ravashi maskef abnei yeshiva. The Mefarshi, the Chokin, Rabbanon, Va'asri Lichrech, the Imkain, Mayafilo. El Rabbanon Savri, the Becholin Yin Mitzvason, Bein Al Yedei Krecho, Bein Kolecho Levadoi, Upligi Yahilil, the Matzrich Lichrech, V'nakti Rabbanon, Afilo Mishum Hilo. So what does that say? Chokin Alav Chaver Al Hilo. The Gemara interpreted Chokm Lav Chaver Al Hillel to mean that what? Chokm Lav Chaver Al Hillel to mean that Hillel requires Krecho, and what did the Chum say? And the Chum said that there's an Issa Krecho. Rabbi Yechanan said Chokm Lav Chaver Al Hillel. Now the Gemara interpreted to mean what? The B'nai Yeshiva interpreted to mean that Rabbi Yechanan holds. That Rabbi Yechanan holds. That Hillel holds that what?
You have to do it that way.
You have to do it. What did the Chum hold? You can't do it that way. So the Gemara says that's not true. What do they really hold?
That you can do it either way.
The Chacham holds you do it either way, and Hillel holds you should do it.
Dafke
bekrecha, right? Oh. But so Rabbi Yechanan, now we understand. In other words, the way that they interpreted Chalukin Lav Chaver Val Hillel was wrong. They thought Chalukin Lav Chaver Val Hillel means that the Chaver Magid Hillel, and they said Hillel is not Yetzer. That's what they thought. No, what did they say? They agree Hillel was Yetzer, but they said you could do it either way. You do it either way, right? Okay. So what's the problem now? What's the problem to interpret that way? So the question is, what does that have to do with what? With mitzvahs mevatel zuzu. It has nothing to do with mitzvahs mevatel zuzu. Separate aloha. Yeah, separate aloha. Both hold what? In reality, both hold mitzvahs mevatel zuzu. But there's a separate aloha that Hillel holds that you require krecha, and the Chacham hold either way. Right? The Chacham hold either way. But both hold mitzvahs mevatel zuzu. Okay, so take a look at Pesach. Pesach's next question. Avar Hillel ain mevatlois Dilma shiny hocha de goli kra. That's one kash. He puts two kashes together here. One kash is, how do you know Hillel ain mevatlois uzu? Maybe over here it's different. Why is it over here different? Because the pasuk told us to eat it together. Yeah, I know. All right, it's good kash. V'ah bonan nami ain mevatlois doim korcha nami yatsa. This is the second kash. Was kash we asked? If you're going to say. So that's what Rashi has to say, Meshabeshta, the whole thing was a mistake. That the Brisa that was adduced is completely no Brisa at all. The Brisa they adduced to prove that what? That Hill, that the Chaver Ragion Hill is nothing. You have to say it's nothing. Why? Because it doesn't prove anything. Simply, it's rejected. Taif says no, not that there was a mistake in Rabbi Yechanan, that can't be. The Brisa was really, this Brisa proves conclusively. The Machlokes Rashi and Taif is one thing. Does this Brisa prove that Chalukin Lav Chaver Val Hillel, and they hold mitzvahs mevatlis uzu, and he holds them mevatlis or not? According to Rashi, the Brisa is not. Doesn't prove anything. We know Rabbi Yechanan from somewhere else. According to Baal Teis, it's not. It can't be. This Brisa still proves that they hold mitzvahs, and he holds mitzvahs mevatlis uzu. Okay. So the question is, how do you prove from this Brisa? So he has two kashas. One kasha he asks, he says, Dil Mashani Hachadigol Ikra. That's one. V'oi, the Rabban nami mevadlis. Why? That's a good kasha, second kasha. But see, according to Rabban, also mevadlis. Because what? Because you do it together. Now let's see this. Yesh leimar. Mi the savar de lachatchila yesh lo lichrech. Ubedi eved nafik ki lo korech. Im kain ba'alma im avatlais. The im avatlais, im kain is shukro hocha lahatik reitho. V'loima ad hocha lahim avatli. V'hilkuch l'rabbanan de muki kro b'di eved, shaminin de ba'alma mavatlais, v'shayni hocha d'gol ikro. It was learned two ways. According to Hillel, amatzim yachlu means l'chatchila. According to Rachamim, yachlu. B'di eved is good. No hidur. In other words, I guess, according to Hillel, what does it mean l'chatchila? What does it mean l'chatchila? It means according to Hillel, there's an additional kiyum. There's an additional kiyum if you eat it together, b'vasachas. There's an additional kiyum. But if you don't, you're also mekayim the mitzvah.
According to Rabban,
there's no additional kiyum. But it's good. Why is it good? Why is it good according to Rabbanan? Because in Valzuzu, but Dafka over here in Valzuzu. Why? Because the Pasuk tells you that. But otherwise, it would be Valzuzu. Kasha is Shiny Yachid Begoli Krop. You see, Tesvis learned, according to Hillel, you have a problem. Why? Because Matzah and Moror is a Kim and Pesach. What does a Matzah Merim Yachlu mean? That you have to eat a bedafka together. Why must you eat a bedafka together? Because since in order for the kiyum ha-mitzvah of the korban ha-pesach to be b'shleimuso, so you must have matzah and moror nechal b'vasachas. Right?
Right.
Oh. So therefore you have a problem. What's the problem? How am I going to eat the matzah and moror? If I eat the matzah and moror separately, so what happens? I'm a kayim matzamara. But what am I not a kayim? Korban Pesach. Pesach will be lacking in the kiyum of matzamara. Right? Oh. So therefore I have to eat them together. So what did the Torah say?
Why can't you?
No, yes, it's an impossible halacha. Mamanasha. What am I going to do?
Why can't I say matzah marom yachlu means mechayiv you for kiyum Pesach?
Right.
Then you have to do separate thing for matzah marom.
I'll get that in a second. Question six. What does a matzah marom yachlu mean according to Pesach? A matzah marom yachlu. What does it mean? A matzah marom yachlu. It means that it's a kiyum in what? In Pesach. So if I eat matzah marom separately and eat Pesach separately, so what happens? So Pesach is lacking.
Right.
Pesach is lacking.
Right. Eat them together.
If I eat them together, so say matzamar mitzvah v'alazuzu, right? Let's say I would hold mitzvahs mevat lezuzu. This tastes is kasher. Then taymat tasteus says minolon the sovar hill the ain mevat lois dil meshani ocha the golikra. What does he mean? What's golikra? What was the term megala by matzah by a matzah?
That's not a kibbutz pesach, but over here you can say that it's not.
But what did the Torah say on matzah?
Right.
Even though mitzvahs mevat lezuzu.
That pesach. Well, what did it say? What's that? That if I don't have matzah mara together with pesach, so then what happens? Then there's no korban pesach, and I'm a kind of mitzvah for korban pesach.
Right.
So if the Torah says that al matzah marom yachlu means hilo, but dafka requires al matzah marom yachlu. So therefore, if I eat Pesach without matzah and maror, what don't I have? I'm missing a Pesach. So I have a choice. Eat Pesach by itself without matzah and maror, what don't I have? Pesach. Eat matzah and maror separately. Eat matzah and maror together with Pesach. So you have no matzah and maror, so it's a tarti de sasri. So what did the Torah say? So of necessity, what does the Torah have to do?
Make this cake.
So the Torah had to say one of the two ways. It's impossible. No, I guess you can't say eat them separately, because then what's going to happen? There won't be any carbon pesa.
Yeah.
You can't say eat them together. So it's a yapshir.
Right.
So since it's a yapshir, so the Torah says that the Maisa Mitzvah of Matzah could be Mekuyim together with the Maisa Mitzvah of Pesach. Because, the Torah can't set up an impossible halacha. That's Taisus Kash. Taisus Kash is simply, in this case, you have no raya, in this case, to universalize that mitzvah is Ein Mevat Lezuzu. This is a totally different case. Over here, it's Eifshir, it's impossible. Korban Pesach demands that you eat it together with Matzah and Mara. Matzah and Mara, so what happens when you eat it together? So there's not going to be any Kim of what? So then if you together the other Kiyum Pesach, what'll be in jeopardy? The Kiyum of Matzah. So what'll you do in order to say the Kiyum of Matzah? You'll eat it separately. Eat it separately, you have no Pesach. So what must the Torah say? That in this case, the Kiyum of Mitzvah of Matzah could take place in the same Maisa Achila as the Korban Pesach. That's the Gzeres HaKosuv. The Gzeres HaKosuv must also include, once the Gzeres HaKosuv says that Pesach requires Matzah and Mor, the Gzeres HaKosuv is simultaneously saying, in the same breath, the Torah is telling you that what?
Over here,
that the Maisa HaMitzvah of Matzah could be Mekuyim with together in the same Maisa HaMitzvah as Korban Pesach. That's what it must be. There's no other possibility. So what kind of right is this? Mitzvah is Mavazah. That's the Tesis Kasha. That's his cash. Okay.
So I can first eat Matzah tomorrow.
Good cash, so yes. So why can't, so you ask me, so why can't you eat first matzah maror, and then later eat matzah maror together with the Korban Pesach? It's a good answer. So this way you'll do both. You'll have matzah maror, and also you have matzah maror with the Korban Pesach. Right? What's the answer?
We did a matzah field of matzah, must be matzah field of Khan Korban, but the Kiyum Korban also the Kiyum in field of matzah.
It's not just any matzah that's a kiyum in the Korban Pesach. Not just any morah is a kiyum in Korban Pesach. But matzah shel mitzvah and morah shel mitzvah is a kiyum in Korban Pesach. So that's why it's impossible. Not just halacha, any matzah is a kiyum in Korban Pesach. No, matzah shel mitzvah is a kiyum in Korban Pesach. And when is matzah shel mitzvah?
Only
the first time. Only that. So therefore it's impossible to justify both halachas. So the Torah has to say, the Torah must make a shinui over here, the Torah must make a differentiation in the Maisa Mitzvah of Matzah. Masha'ena came in every other Maisa Mitzvah in the Torah, where the Mitzvah can be done. If that's Musa, that's Taisus Kash. Okay, so Taisus Kash so far is good. Now all we have to do is get the Torahs. The Yesh, that's his Kash. Then Taimah, because otherwise you don't understand this Kash. What do you mean, Menolon? The Kash, you have to understand, when you see Taisus like this, there's something wrong with this kasher, because he says the sovel dilma shani hocha the goli kura. Of course, goli kura. That's what the pasuk's telling you. The pasuk's telling you mitzvahs ain't mivadles. That's exactly what the pasuk's telling you. Every time I see a pasuk, I universalize from a pasuk. You always universalize. Whatever you find the one mitzvah, universalize the other mitzvah. So what's it saying? Shani hocha the goli kura. No, Taish says over here you can't universalize, because over here the phenomena demand that the Torah must give a different form to the ma'isa mitzvah of matzah, mashenik, and every other mitzvah. You can't learn from this case. That's Taisus Kasha. So what's his answer? V'yeshleima. Mi desav alachat chilul yesh le lichrech. Ubedieved nafik ki loikarach. Imkein ba'alma imavadles. The imavadles imkein is shuch krohach alat tekrecha. Leima lehoch leima vatle. What does it mean? You see, Taisus and Havmina assume that Korban Pesach without Matzah Mar is nothing. Without Matzah Mar is nothing. It's worthless. If that's the case, so then Taisus is stuck with his original problem. It's nothing, so you can't have no choice. You go this way, you go that way. I mean, you can't get away with it. You can't get away from the problem. Taisus says no, he says. Not that Hillel held that al matzah simram is a halacha, that without matzah and mar there is no Pesach. Yeah, there is a Pesach, there's a Korban Pesach. You can't Pesach even without matzah and mar. But the only thing is that there's an additional kiyum in Pesach of matzah simram. But really, Korban Pesach, you can mekayim b'fnei atzmosei also. That's what it means, l'chatchilei. What's l'chatchilei? No, there's no l'chatchilei b'riyev in the Torah. L'chatchilei b'riyev doesn't exist. What does it mean, l'chatchilei? Means that the mitzvahs Korban Pesach can be performed on two levels. One is Korban Pesach b'fnei atzmosei, and then our matzah simurim tells you that what? There's an additional kiyum of matzah mar in the Korban Pesach. So now Taisva says like this. Taisva says that's the mitzvah of Korban Pesach.
What?
What happened? Havmina was that without matzah and mara there is no Pesach.
It's not kiyum, you need the discharge.
That's
required.
Right. There is no mitzvah without matzah and mara.
There's three separate chavos
called tzelos required to kiyum mitzvah. Right.
What?
No. They can't equate the lulav because lulav is no separate kiyum. Just a second. So why are we better now? Now Taisus has changed one thing. It appears to me from Taisus that he changed one thing in his tarot that he didn't have in his Havmina. One fact. In the Havmina he held that Pesach without matzah mara is nothing. In the Teretz Yisrael, no, Pesach is something without matzah mara, but it's incomplete. The kingdom is incomplete. It's not b'shleimus. It's like tzitzis without trelas. Tzitzis, trelas is not makif as a lover. Tzitzis, but it's not tzitzis b'shleimus. Same thing over here. The Havami in the Maskana revolves around that point. Now, why does it make it better in the Maskana once I say that there's a key in Pesach b'fnei atzmuso? Once I say there's a key in Pesach b'fnei atzmuso, why? Very simply, why does it make it better? Because once I say there's a key of Pesach b'fnei atzmuso, you see, then when you say al matzah simrorim yachluhu, you're telling me two halachas simultaneously. Which is, there are two dinim then in al matzah simrorim yachluhu, and that's impossible. There can only be one halacha in the Pasuk. What it means is like this. You see, al matzah simrorim yachluhu means, according to Hillel, that it's an additional kiyum in the Korban Pesach. Right? Yeah, but there's something else you have to tell me also. What else do you have to tell me? Fine, it's an additional kiyum in the Korban Pesach, but what about the kiyum of mitzvah of matzah? What about the kiyum ha-mitzvah of matzah itself? And what about the kiyum ha-mitzvah of mara? You see? So it'll come out that al-matzis and roim yachlu would tell me two halachis. It'll tell me, first of all, it's a kiyum in Korban Pesach. But it'll also, that's fine, no problem. But what about the matzah and the mara? If mitzvah is mevat lezu azu, where did you tell me, where did the Torah say in al-matzis and roim yachlu that I could have a kiyum matzah, I will not destroy my kiyum matzah and my kiyum mara? You see, if you say that Pesach without matzah and mara is nothing, absolutely nothing, so then when you say al matzah mar mechlu, you tell me both. Why? Because to say al matzah mar mechlu means that Pesach without matzah mara is nothing. So therefore, obviously, what do you have to have? Matzah mara together with Pesach. So it must be that the tzuas mitzvah of matzah was nishtana, it's a different tzuas mitzvah. But if you tell me that Pesach b'fnei atzmuso is a kiyum, so it's not impossible that Pesach separately, matzah and mara separately. Now you tell me that there's an additional kiyum of what? That there's an additional kiyum of matzah mar mechlu in Pesach. Fine, there's an additional kiyum in Pesach. That's what a matzah mar mechlu tells me. But what about my kiyum matzah? What about my kiyum mara? Where did the pasuk tell me the other halacha? There's two halachas involved. There's going to be two halachas. One halacha b'negeya matzah and mara, and one halacha b'negeya korban Pesach. And the pasuk on matzah mar mechlu can't tell me both simultaneously. If, however, I hold mitzvahs ein mevat lezuzu, so then there's no need for the pasuk to give me any new halachos to tell me anything new so far as matzah and mara is concerned. So what must the pasuk do? Just tell me the key. Oh, then it's fine. Then it's fine. You see, that's what Taisva says. No, I guess. That Taisva says one thing. What's the problem? Maybe I better ask you a question. But not only the pasuk tell me one thing. The pshat is the pasuk is saying an absurdity. The pasuk is jumping a step. You see, in other words, like this: if you hold mitzvahs mevat lezu azu, so then you hold that the kiyum of matzah is going to be disturbed by the kiyum of Pesach, right? Now the pasuk comes along and tells me there's an additional hidur, there's an additional kiyum of putting the matzah, of eating the matzah mara together with the Pesach. There's an additional kiyum, right? What about matzah? What about matzah? What about, well, you're jumping a step. What happened to matzah and mara? It can't be. You see, the Torah can't say that. However, if you hold, in other words, the groundwork isn't established for the additional kiyum yet. However, if you maintain that matzah and mara, there's no problem, because mitzvah is aim of lezu azu, so then the matzah and the mara are safe. There's no problem. The only thing is the Torah wants to let you hear that matzah and mara are an additional kiyum in what? In Korban Pesach. So that's fine. What's wrong? The Torah says, matzah mar yachlu, that the Pesach is bishle musa, bedafka, when you have it together with matzah mar. But if you tell me that mitzvahs eimavat lezuzu, which means that matzah and mar themselves are in jeopardy, so how does the Torah jump and goes to the king of Pesach, but what happened to the matzah mar? You see? So the Torah can't say in our matzah mar yachlu that mitzvahs are what? Eimavat lezuzu. The only way the Torah can do it in one pasuk is how? If I maintain that Pesach without matzah and mara is absolutely zero. If Pesach without matzah and mara is zero, then I'm matzah and mara yachlu. You tell me both. Why? Because it's impossible. Pesach without matzah and mara is nothing, so what should I do? Eat Pesach alone, there's no kiyum mitzvah. Eat matzah and mara together with Pesach, so there's no kiyum matzah and mara. So my matzah and mara yachlu, if I'm matzah and mara yachlu, means that without it, there's no kiyum Pesach at all, then you must say that then you must say that the mitzvah, the tzuras and mitzvah of matzah and maror and neshtana, and they do not require, they don't go under the same frame of halachas mitzvahs v'al zuzu. However, if you say that kiyum pesach is by itself, also you have a kiyum pesach. But what is the Torah telling me? Matzah maror yachlu, an additional kiyum. The Torah can't tell me an additional kiyum insofar as pesach is concerned when it forgot about the kiyum matzah and maror. You see, that's impossible. Let's take a look at this. It even works out. V'yesh lema mi disavar de lachatchila yesh loy lichra krecha. Lachatchila, he could make the krecha, which means lachatchila he should make the krecha. Lachatchila means it's an additional kiyum. In what? In korban pesach. Ubedi eved nafik kiloy korach. But bedi eved, if he didn't make the krecha, pesach by itself is also a kiyum. Also a kiyum. In came ba'alma in mevat lois. Then you must say that the general principle is what? Aim mevat lois uazu. Why? Because you can't say the opposite. The im mevat lois, if you're going to assume that mitzvah is mevat lois uazu, im kain itzrich krohacha lahata krecha v'leima dahacha le mevat li. So then you're going to have a pasuk over here to tell me what? The first step is that what? That matzah and maror are still mekuyim. You see? And you don't have the pasuk. The pasuk is jumping right away to the kiyum and korban pesach, but it's not talking about the other halacha. There are two halachas: one benegei pesach and one benegei matzah mara. So you're skipping the halacha benegei matzah mara, and you're only discussing benegei pesach. That you can't do. That's impossible. The hilkach l'rabbanon de muki kra b'di'eved. Therefore, kunt rabbanon what?
The
eved
is still together.
That it's either or. Shaminin de ba'alma mevatlois v'shaini hocha de gola kro. What does it mean? Shaminin de ba'alma mevatlois. The Rabbanon hold that what? What does Rabbanon hold? The Rabbanon say that al matzah merichlu tells me that the kiyum pesach does not destroy the kiyum matzah. That's what they are. Lafilu zevif ne'atzmai, lafilu zevif ne'atzmai, and afilu shneim biyachad. Either way is good. Either way is good, right?
But is there anything additional in doing together?
One second. But there's nothing additional. So therefore, what do they hold? That what?
We'll have to say that there's nothing additional doing it together, right?
So therefore, what do they hold? Ba'alma, mitzvahs.
Aim
of Atlas. Why?
Because you can do it together even though you don't gain anything by it.
No. Because if they held mitzvahs, aim of Atlas. If they held mitzvahs, aim of Atlas, zu.
Yeah.
So then, al matzah and maror yachlu. How would they interpret? How would they interpret al matzah and maror yachlu?
They'll have to say that.
Now what? That's a better kiyum. That's a better kiyum. If they, how do they hold? Do they hold mitzvahs mevad lezuzu, or do they hold mitzvahs ein mevad lezuzu? Which way do they hold? If they hold mitzvahs ein mevad lezuzu, when you come to the pasuk, so then the pasuk is telling me al matzah and maror yachlu. That's an additional kiyum.
Right.
You see? So you must say that what?
That
they hold mitzvahs, they hold from somewhere else, some other source they hold. That mitzvahs mevatlei zu
azu.
Yeah. Why?
Because they don't hold it in any
additional
kiyum.
That's a better kiyum if you do it together.
You see, in other words, like this. It means like this. In order to say, since the chachamim, the raya is from one point in the chacham, what do Rabban hold? They hold it in matzahs and maror yachlu, cannot be an additional kiyum.
Right.
Cannot be. Now, if the Chachamim do not know whether mitzvah is mevat lezuzu or mitzvah is not mevat lezuzu, so hamatzah and rechlu could be an additional kiyum. So you must say that since they hold hamatzah, what is hamatzah and rechlu? What's the mashmaos? Hamatzah and rechlu is mashma one thing. The what?
You need it together.
That you should eat it together. The hamatzah and rechlu is mashma that it's a chiyuv that you should eat it together. That there's an additional kiyum in korban pesach. Additional kiyum in korban pesach. Why don't they interpret hamatzah and rechlu as additional kiyum in korban pesach? Why? Because they must have another source which tells them that mitzvahs mevad lezu azu. You see, because if there's no other source that mitzvahs mevad lezu azu, so then I should interpret the al matzah and maror yachlu to mean it's a better kiyum. So therefore, since they don't interpret al matzah and maror yachlu, in other words, like this, if there's no other source, we can prove one thing, that the Rabbanan have another source from somewhere else that tells them that what? Because if they didn't have that other source, how would they interpret al matzah and maror yachlu?
Mitzvah is
really.
So there's
no. Why not?
Mitzvah
same about Lazarus.
Then
mitzvah
same about
Lazarus. Yeah.
That means.
So then I'm not. So what do you mean?
Therefore, must mean it's an additional key and
right.
It together.
Right.
Because otherwise, what's it telling you?
Right. Let's say, however, I say like this, a person could say that the Chachamim are Mesupik. Say the Mesupik. Say they didn't know either way. They didn't know whether mitzvah is mevatle zuzu or whether mitzvah is emevatle zuzu. And the pasuk came along to tell them that what? To universalize. That mitzvah is emevatle zuzu. Why can you say that? I mean, there's three possible... Let's put it this way. There's three possibilities that the... One second. That the Chachamim can come with to the Pasuk of Al Matzah from Ram Yechlu. One possibility is they know mitzvah is mevat le'zu
azu. Yeah, and then?
Second possibility is they know it's mevat le'zu azu. Third possibility, they don't know. I have no opinion at all. They don't know. Okay. Let's try all three. First one, if they come to the Pasuk and they say mitzvah is mevat le'zu azu, mitzvah is mevat le'zu azu. So then what is the pasuk telling me? Just the first step. That's right. Just the first step. I feel a zebif ne'atzmai, I feel a zebif ne'atzmai.
Would that be universal?
Which means, what?
One second.
We have to look at it. We'll depend on how we work it all through. If they hold definitely mitzvah is mevat le'zu'azu, in other words, they know for a fact that mitzvah is mevat le'zu'azu. Then the pasuk comes along and tells me over here, a matzah mer mechlu, which means that you can eat matzah by itself and mar by itself. So the pasuk tells me mitzvah is mevat le'zu'azu. Is it universal or not? No, it can't, because we're saying they come with the knowledge that
we're... Yeah, but what do you accomplish by over here?
So there's a separate exclusion over here. That's what I'm telling you. There's three possibilities. Either they hold mitzvah. They have another source. I don't know. We don't know what the source is. We don't know where it is. But either they come to the pasuk. When they learn the pasuk about matzah mer mechlu, do they know for sure that mitzvah is mevat le'zuzu? One possibility. Do they know for sure mitzvah is ein mevat le'zuzu? Or they don't know. They don't know either way. Right? Okay. Either way, case isn't enticing. But let's take the other two cases. All right? Step by step. If they know from another source that a klal and kol ha'tara kula is mitzvah is mevat le'zuzu, right? Then what is a matzah mer come to let me hear? Okay, but can you universalize?
No.
No, why not? Because they know from somewhere else that in general mitzvahs, that's our premise, that they know mitzvahs mevat le'zuzu. So there's a separate halacha by carbon pesach, mitzvahs ein mevat le'zuzu.
I don't know why.
I don't know what's the purpose for the halacha.
Don't
know what the purpose is. I don't know what the purpose is. There's been a gay and matzah and mar, which is first, and then there's an additional kiyum. There's two halachas over here. One is been a gay. Let me just say one point. One is in regard to matzah and mar, that if you eat together, you have the basic mitzvah of matzah and mar. That's step one. That comes before the additional kiyum in the Korban Pesach. Before the Torah talks about additional kiyum, the Torah talks about the basic mitzvah of matzah and mar. Basic mitzvahs come before additional kiyum. So therefore, if they know for a fact that mitzvah is mevat le'zu'azu, right? So then, al matzah merarim comes. Let me hear that word. In this case only, because they know already. Tell me that they know already, right? Okay. What's the other case? What? You could eat them together. You could eat together. That's right. You could eat them together. Second way is that they know for a fact that mitzvahs ain't mevat le'zu'azu. Mitzvahs ain't mevat le'zu'azu. They know that klal and kol ha'tara kula. If that's the case, what is a matzah mer yechlu come to let me hear? That an additional kiyum, a matzah mer yechlu. That's an additional kiyum. Now, do they hold this an additional kiyum?
No.
Obviously, that weighs out.
So they must hold what?
This
is the first possibility.
This is what Taisha says so far. They must hold the other possibility. That what? That they know in general that mitzvahs mevat le'zu'azu. Now, what about our possibility that Taisha doesn't mention? What's our possibility? Third one.
I don't know.
That they don't know. They want to learn from the Torah whether the mitzvah is mevat le'zu'azu, whether the mitzvah is ein mevat le'zu'azu. Right?
Yeah.
So then they come to the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Al matzah zemrem yachlu. So what does that mean? Well, how would you interpret it? They didn't know.
You can interpret it two ways. Either you can interpret it that it would tell you that this is universal rule, that it's not mevat. Or you can say over here it's different because over here it's better kiyum b'shlimuso. You say all the time it's not.
But they don't hold it.
Over here it's not mevat because it's a better kiyum to do it together. Because you don't know that.
So, then how would you interpret al matzah mer mechlu?
That over here it's telling you that it's not
mevat le'zu'azu. But over here it's telling me
you're not
that it's not mevat le'zu'azu. Or it's possible
they can say it's
telling me that there's an additional kiyum. I mean,